Welcome to another edition of the Truth Hurts program. Let's get started.
Security is very tight in this momentous occasion today around the South Lawn. We are at a juncture in American history. For the first time in over 140 years, every single ranking member of our government is assembled in one place. Many political historians have noted that gathering every single one of your leaders in one place could be quite detrimental to the future stability of a nation if something, heaven forbid, bad were to happen at this event. There is a designated survivor. The Department of Homeland Security director is being kept deliberately away from this scene in case something catastrophic were to happen. But as we said, security is extremely tight today with members of the military, the National Guard, local and state police agencies, as well as federal policing forces all around this entire South Lawn area. Here comes the announcement now. Please stand by.
Ladies and gentlemen and other genders, distinguished members of the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. House of Representatives, the United States Senate, Mr. President, Ms. Vice President, members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, distinguished cabinet members, admirals and generals from the U.S. Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, Navy, Coast Guard, Space Force, senior White House cabinet members, and other honored guests. It is my privilege to have you all here on this historic day in America. In just a few moments, we will be advancing a person to the rank of four-star admiral in the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps, the 8th Uniformed Service Division of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, a few short minutes from now, history will be made as we pin the rank of four-star admiral upon this man, woman, she, shim, he, it, whatever, marking symbolism of inclusiveness in our government operations. Let's go back to the podium and listen in, shall we?
After the ceremony, we invite you all to the South Lawn for an old-fashioned ice cream social with the president.
2 hours later.
Admiral Dr. Trans-Jewish Queen Female Impersonator Richard Dick Rachel Levine is now seen departing in a limousine with her four, his, its, four? The four stars pinned on the white uniform-like blouse, leaving in a limousine with Bruce, Caitlyn Jenner, RuPaul, and other celebrity gay and transgenders. And there they go, ladies and gentlemen. And still on the South Lawn, the entire governing body of the United States of America. What a momentous occasion to have all of the generals, the admirals, the president, the vice president, all of the senators, all of the House of Representatives members, all the members of the Supreme Court, all of the senior White House cabinet members. It is unbelievable. This is spectacle. And oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, there's been some sort of incident on the South Lawn. It appears that a jumbo jet has crashed onto the lawn. It's a massive explosion, smoke, fire, flames billowing up. No one's moving.
1 hour later.
Killing the president, the vice president, joint chiefs of staff, all the members of the House, the Senate, all 9 members of the U.S. Supreme Court. This is truly a tragedy. All of the admirals, all of the generals, every single high-ranking member of the United States Uniformed Services is out there on that lawn, except, of course, for the designated survivor, who this week is Department of Homeland Security Director. Wait a minute. I'm getting something here in my earpiece. My heavens, we've just gotten word that the DHS secretary died in a car crash just moments ago heading back here to D.C. Oh, my God. There's literally no one left. No president, no vice president, no congresspeople, no senators, No representatives, no admirals, no generals, no cabinet members whatsoever. Who the heck is going to lead our nation?
Da, 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 da!
The nation will now be led by the first transgender female Jewish female impersonator. Me! They just pinned 4 stars on me, and that makes me an admiral.
Oh my word, the genderbender queer man dressed like a woman but still has his own peepee intact will be the new leader of the United States. Lord help us all.
Oh, jeez. Oh, honey, I had a horrible dream, a terrible nightmare. There was this ceremony and they were pinning 4 stars on this queer guy he looked like some kind of freak of nature. And they were making him a 4-star admiral, and he's like a nurse or something, or some kind of doctor. And then everybody of importance in the country, all the politicians, everybody died. And it wasn't a dream.
Copyright 2021, The Truth Hurts Program Network, all rights reserved.
Welcome to this edition of The Truth Hurts Program. Lord help us and may God bless the United States of America. We are under the administration of, literally, an Alzheimer's patient. A guy with mental decline, physical decline. A man who on any given day might tell you he thinks he's still a senator and has been for 100 years or 370 years. A man who still thinks he's running for Senate. A man who has forgotten that for 2 previous attempts to become president, he was kicked out for lying and plagiarizing others. In second place in our country is a female by the name of Camel Toe Harris, a woman who literally slept her way to the top, a race-baiting Democrat who doesn't know her butt from the butt she kisses every day. Following that, we have nasty, naughty Nazi Nancy Pelosi running the House of Representatives, and chuckles over the glasses Schumer running the U.S. Senate. This is the top 4, ladies and gentlemen. This is the order of power and succession in our nation. It's unbelievable. And if a scenario like that dream I just had, that horrible nightmare, ever came to pass, we might end up with Rachel Levine running the country as our 4-star trans admiral. That is a slap in the face, my friends, to every single person who has ever put on a military uniform, fought and died, or become injured for their nation. God, I shudder to think. This is the Truth Hurts Program.
The cure for the common misconception about Democrats, liberals, progressives, socialists, Marxists, communists, or those who are still too blind to the fact that the current administration is destroying the nation. Steve Z and the Truth Hurts Program.
Well, hello there. Are you an old-fashioned American who still thinks you have the right to freedom of speech? Bless your heart. Wake up. This is not the 1980s. Hell, Ronald Reagan's dead. No, sir, I learned, about 13 years ago, back when that black feller was in the White House, that regular folk like you and me, well, we don't have freedom of speech no more. What do I mean? Well, let me tell you. You can't say the N-word anymore, unless you're a black feller. Then you can say it, shout it, sing it, write it, broadcast it. But if you're a white feller like me, then you use that word, you're a racist. You can't say gay or queer or homo anymore, unless you're gay or queer or a homo. Then it's okay. Or you can prance around with your rainbow tutu and call your other freakish friends any of those homosexual names you want to. But if you're a white feller and you happen to be married to a female and you ain't wearing skinny jeans and makeup and don't have an eyebrow piercing, well then, you're a bigot. If you're in a person with a rod and a bag of beans and you want to go around in a dress and tell folks you look like being a little girl today, well, I reckon that's okay in today's society. Who cares if you go into a little girl's bathroom and stare at all the little real female girls while they're doing their business or taking a shower? Nowadays, I guess that's okay because you say you identify as a woman. Now, let a normal-looking guy like me walk into a little girl's bathroom. Hell, the SWAT team will swoop down up on you. How about trespassing? How would you feel if an old feller like me, a white guy, walked in, broke into your house, sat up on your couch and turned on the Telemundo, popped me some Jiffy Pop and popped me a beer out of your refrigerator, one of them last lining kugels you had for the summer shandy, and then I made off with your laptop? You'd probably call the cops on me for trespassing and thieving, right? Oh, but a couple of million foreigners with brown skin can simply invade our nation, trespassing, violating all our sacred laws, and spreading that COVID. But I guess that's okay, because they're telling those folks, come on down. We be done rolled out the red carpet for you, and you can come in as long as you remember to vote illegally, vote often, and vote Democrat in the next election. Yep, this is old-fashioned America going down the toilet, my friends. And this old-fashioned American actually knows what's going on around here. You know it too, but you're too damned afraid to open your trap and bitch about it. You know you ain't got the stones to go out and protest down to the state house. And for sure you ain't gonna donate a dime to a candidate that wants to change things back to conservatism. So do as the liberals want you to do, sheeple. Accept the things you refuse to change. Cheer on the renamed sports team of your choice and listen to some country music that's got rap in it by one of them there pandering singing groups that's changed their names from Lady Antebellum to Lady A, or from the Dixie Chicks to the Chicks, or even worse, go drive your fancy electric car down one of those renamed roads that used to be named for a true American hero like Robert E. Lee or Stonewall Jackson, and is now named after either some queer or some black feller. You know it. You just ain't got the guts to do nothing about it. Hell, turn on your television. Watch some female impersonator get four-star admiral status pinned on his, her, its lapel. Pop a top on a Mexican beer with all your new house guests. As for me, the rebel flag is still a-flying. I play ghetto rap music so at least I can hear the N-word. And I can still call a queer. But then again, I'm 91. I ain't got much time left, so it just don't matter anymore. You're probably young, though. You get to watch our once great nation crumble and die, just like Haiti and Venezuela. Only our demise is gonna be spectacular, because it's gonna be adorned in red, white, and blue. That's all the time I have. I gotta go shout at some Mexicans to get off my lawn.
Come on, Mr. Anderson. It's time for your medication.
Okay, Grandpa, go take your meds and have a seat, because there's not much you can do to change things as of right now. I'll tell you what the BBC has just reported. Joe Biden sets new COVID rules as U.S. air travel reopens. The Brits have a different view on things. They look at things from the outside looking in. And they wrote, the White House has outlined new rules for foreign travelers to the U.S. as flight restrictions lift for the first time since the Wuhan, China novel coronavirus of 2019 pandemic began. The plan to reopen the U.S. border next month to foreign flights includes a requirement that almost all foreign visitors be vaccinated against the COVID. The U.S. travel ban has grown to include dozens of countries, including the U.K., most of Europe, China, and India. And the U.S. travel industry has been begging for Joe Biden to lift the ban. Now remember, it was originally imposed by former President Donald Trump. The ban on flights from most foreign countries was extended when Gropey Joe came to power in 2021. The rule currently bans most visitors from Brazil, China, South Africa, the UK, and 26 Schengen countries in Europe, Ireland, India, and Iran. The proclamation signed by His Excellency, the Dictator-in-Chief Gropey Joe Biden on Monday, says airlines will be required to check travelers' vaccination status before they can board departing planes. Mr. Biden's proclamation says,
it's in the interest of the United States to move away from country-by-country restrictions previously applied during the COVID-19 pandemic. To adopt an air travel policy relies primarily on vaccination to advance the safe resumption of international air travel to the United States.
Airlines must confirm that the proof of vaccination comes from a, quote, official source, unquote, and was received at least 2 weeks prior. Any vaccines approved by U.S. health regulators will be accepted.
unvaccinated travelers, including Americans, will have to show a negative COVID test taken within one day of departure. Children under the age of 18 will be exempt from the vaccination requirement, but will still have to have that thing shoved up their nasal cavity within 3 days of travel. And those new restrictions take effect on the 8th of November, just before the busy holiday travel season.
Are y'all planning on traveling back to the United States this holiday season? Why? Crime is spiking throughout the nation. The shelves are empty. The prices of everything are through the roof. COVID is rampant. And only some people have to wear a mask. That's because the President of the United States wants all the peasants to comply with his almighty orders. But it's perfectly okay for him and other Democrat leaders to walk around without a mask. Unless they turn on the cameras. Why? Because he says so. And if you want to argue, you'll be waiting in a long, long line for a long, long time. This president doesn't answer to the people. Hell, he doesn't answer to the press or anyone except his puppet masters and handlers. If you're planning to visit the U.S. this holiday season and you don't have a U.S.-approved vaccine, boy, if we got some hoops for you to jump through. First, you'll need to provide a little piece of paper that says you got a vaccine from one of the U.S. approved, paid-off pharmaceutical companies. Now, how hard is it to find or print one of those, right? Then you'll have to have a cotton swab shoved up each one of your nostrils, halfway to your brain. After that and a long wait, you'll probably be grilled by a flight attendant and forced to breathe in your own CO2 and bad breath because you'll have to wear a Fauci-approved mask the entire flight. Are you a supporter of Donald Trump or any conservative candidate in the U.S.? If so, don't wear any pro-Trump hats. Hell, don't even wear a red baseball cap. Don't wear t-shirts and don't have any red, white, and blue attire, or the flight Nazis will berate you the entire flight. Welcome back to international travel to the United States of America, the land of the... Oh, who the hell are we kidding? Rah, rah, rah.
This message brought to you by the wonderful flight attendants of America. Do what we say, or we'll have you arrested when we land.
Copyright 2021, the Truth Hurts Program Network, all rights reserved.
I read some decent news today in the Washington Examiner. President Gropey Joe Biden and progressive Democrats have failed to get the votes needed for a proposed major overhaul of the tax code, which is code word for reverse all of Donald Trump's wonderful tax cuts, and are now being forced to cut the size and scope of their planned so-called infrastructure and so-called social welfare legislative packages. You might recall earlier this year, the Gropey Joe Biden administration and congressional Democrats presented what they called an ambitious agenda to claw back the 2017 tax cuts, which, by the way, ushered in the best economy our nation has seen in decades. And the Democrats wanted to add new levies designed to help finance the planned $3.5 trillion partisan bill. Partisan meaning only Democrats would dare to vote for it because Republicans know better. Since the early summer, though, those plans have been pared back or even discarded because of opposition from the centrist senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who hold the keys to passing any form of reconciliation package without needing a single Democrat vote. That's because they have the camel toe as a tiebreaker. But the Democrats will need every single one of the Democrats and those two so-called independents, including wacky, crazy Bernie Sanders. Democrats in the past few days have discussed a few new measures of raising revenues, including a tax on the unrealized capital gains of billionaires. In other words, we think you've got value in things that you own, things that you've already paid taxes on, but we want to tax you even further. This is a huge departure from the party's previous goal of trying to get revenue by taxing a larger portion of the wealthy, those making above $400,000 a year. Instead, this tax on billionaires will likely target fewer than 1,000 people, and those 1,000 people are smart enough to hurry up and move their assets outside of the United States. Democrats are hoping that this, as well as many other tax proposals still in consideration, such as raising taxes on corporations' foreign subsidiaries, illegal, and stepping up IRS enforcement, you know, going around to your house and asking why did you spend $600 last month? They are hoping those will help to pay for these massive multi-trillion dollar boondoggles, these pork barrel projects. And I sincerely hope they continue to fail. I'm telling you, my friends, watching and listening to these progressive liberal dimwits sometimes makes me want to scream. If I had hair, I'd be tearing it out by large clumps. And sometimes I just want to slap myself or slap some progressive in the head to hope that they'll realize just how dumb their proposals actually are. A good friend of mine who happens to be a Democrat, supporter of the Democrats in most of their proposals, not all of the really far, far left wacky ones, asked me, dude, do you ever get tired of arguing? I mean, it's not like most progressives are ever going to listen to what you have to say anyway. So I was wondering, is there a disorder for people like you and I who get frustrated at the ignorance and the sheer stupidity of progressive liberals? How they can't understand how the Democrats are trying to destroy our great nation. There must be some name, some medical condition for this disorder.
If you have sudden urges to slap yourself in the forehead and blurt out obscenities when you hear liberals speak, you may have the not-so-rare condition known as progressive Tourette's disorder. PPTD is a condition where otherwise normal functioning citizens hear the word vomit from the mouths of liberals, progressives, socialists, and Democrats, and their autonomic nervous system kicks in, resulting in shaking heads, uncontrollable frowning, squinting eyes, pounding fists, and the uncontrollable urge to shout phrases like, "You stupid snowflake!"
"Idiot liberal!"
"Oh my god, how can you be so stupid?"
"Dumbass!" and other phrases commonly shouted at idiot Democrats. If you experience anger, rage, desire to shout back, urge to commit acts of violence against the ignorant, or other symptoms of PPD, we feel your pain. There is currently no cure or treatment for PPTD, other than to suggest that you do one of the following. Ignore the idiots. Turn off all liberal media. Wear headphones and listen to common sense conservative programs like The Truth Hurts with Steve Z. Stay indoors. Take up Zen medication in a non-liberal setting. Or just simply check out. And for God's sake, please vote Republican in all local, state, and federal elections. PPTD. One day there may be a cure. Brought to you as a public service announcement from the Truth Hurts program.
This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Consult your physician or dial 911 if you are experiencing actual distress.
Well, I'm glad to know there's some research going on to try and help people out with PPTD. I wasn't even aware that was a thing. You know, my friends, we have to deal with people, snowflakes, hypochondriacs, people who think they're better than we are and like to brag about all the nice, new, wonderful things they buy each and every weekend. They never tell you how much debt they're in, how much money they're wasting on cures for their hypochondria, and all of the other keep-up-with-the-Joneses debts that they incur. But I think of all of them. Dealing with that office hypochondriac is probably the worst of all.
Did I tell you about my diverticulitis? I can't even eat nuts anymore. Not that I ever could anyway. Peanut allergies, right? Anyway, my feet are hurting so bad from this gout. Hey, can you pass me those pork skins? Oh, my acid reflux is killing me. I didn't sleep a wink all night. Must be insomnia. Oh, that jalapeno salsa. Can you take a look at this red spot on my back? I think it's cancer. I went to the dermatologist last week, but I think they're just blowing me off. My scoliosis is interfering with my sciatica, and it burns when I pee. Do you think I have COVID? Do you think I might have cancer? What do you think?
Are you an employee of a company that had to endure the endless complaining of a hypochondriac coworker? Did you have to listen to hours and hours of your coworkers complaining about every ache and pain on a daily basis? Do you feel that you have lost productivity and promotion opportunities because you have been saddled with all of the burdens of listening to a hypochondriac colleague's constant complaining about every conceivable medical condition? Did your boss or immediate supervisor ever use expressions like, "Just deal with her," or "It's part of the job, just put up with it," or "Better you than me"? If you answer yes to any of these questions, you might be eligible for financial compensation. The Hypochondriac Victim Law Firm has been winning settlements for employees exposed to the constant whining, crying, and complaining from coworkers about their over-exaggerated, non-existent medical ailments. Call 1-800-4-SHUT-UP today and speak with an attorney. At the very least, our legal team can have an injunction issued against your hypochondriac colleague to make them shut the hell up. Some of our clients have achieved peace and serenity by court-mandated transfers, retroactive promotions, and even cash settlements. Call 1-800-4-SHUT-UP today and speak to a legal counselor before you have to endure another sob story about somebody's bunions. 800-4-SHUT-UP. I am a non-attorney spokesperson.
A lot of our Truth Hurts program listeners happen to also be insurance adjusters, contractors, and other folks involved in the disaster relief efforts. And so this one is for you. Thank you, Jason, for this suggestion.
Hi, Jay Swift here with the all-new line of Flex Claim products. We would have used Billy Mays, but he's quite dead. Have you filed a claim only to be denied? That sure is frustrating. Introducing the all-new FlexClaim Flood Waterline products. Now you decide just how deep the floodwater was in your home, not the silly adjuster. What do they know? They weren't there. The adjuster will no longer be able to tell you that there's no evidence of a flood at this address. If he makes you really mad, just peel and stick and move the line a couple of feet higher. Our patented line of floodwater debris tapes, pastes, and sprays allows you to place a realistic-looking floodwater debris line wherever you choose. Inside cabinets? No problem. Behind a water heater? Not an issue. On the outside bricks or stucco of your home? You betcha. It can also be used by new adjusters who forgot to take that picture. Our new patented formula adheres well and can easily be removed afterwards. No general condition of flooding in the area? You can apply this on a neighboring property, a fence, or even a lamppost. And the debris we use is earth-friendly and recyclable. If you order today, we'll double your order. Just pay a separate fee, so you'll have enough flood debris for your entire home and your detached garage. But wait, if you call within the next 10 minutes, we'll even include our new FlexClaim Hail Hammer at no additional cost. Just pay a separate fee. How many times has a claims adjuster told you there's no hail damage on your roof? And you know if you use a normal hammer or a ball peen hammer or a tube sock filled with marbles, the hail strikes are phony and obvious, and they can get you into trouble. Our patented hail hammer puts precise, authentic-looking hail dents on your roof, and it's even adjustable so you can decide the size of the hail dents on your shingles. Just remember, don't put every hail hit mark in the center of a tab. It even comes with easy instructions, so call today. These kits are selling fast.
To order, call 1-800-CLAIM-NOW. That's 1-800-CLAIM-NOW. And don't forget to ask the operator about express free shipping.
And Flex isn't even just our first name. We're FEMA Flexible.
And in our final minute here on the Truth Hurts program for today, the 26th day of October, Gropey Joe Biden's approval ratings have plummeted even further.
How low can you go?
As of late October, 43.4% of Americans approve of Biden's job performance, 50.7% disapprove. And that, my friends, shows the bleakest numbers for Biden yet. The ongoing issues of empty shelves, Joe, of I did this stickers on gas pumps with ever-rising fuel costs, massive inflation, not to mention supply chain crises, production bottlenecks, transportation delays, and not to mention the horrible, horrible southern border crisis. Joe Biden can only go down from here. In the wake of the migrant fiasco in Del Rio, Texas, which saw those 15,000 Haitians flooding the border, and basically Biden rolling out the welcome mat for invading illegal trespassers at our southern border, things are not looking good for Joe Biden. And we have two governor's races to watch, New Jersey and Virginia, which are looking more and more likely to turn those traditionally blue states red. That, my friends, is all the time we have for this edition of the Truth Hurts program. Go out there and make it a wonderful Tuesday. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Opinions expressed are free speech protected under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. We apologize if you were offended, but we retract nothing. Background music by Jason Shaw and Audionautix.